Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hammer time!
Well, good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. Happy Mother's Day to my wife, Diane, to my daughter, Michelle. My daughter-in-laws, Kristen and Sarah, as we celebrate tomorrow for all the ladies. Special guest in studio, his name is Frank Garcia, and he owns Frankie's Removal Services. Hey, Frank.
How's it going, Alec?
Good. Thanks for coming in and being part of our show.
Yep.
You know, it's intriguing when you think about how important it is to have a uncluttered house and how rare that is to actually have an uncluttered house. I know that I see it more and more, and you know, I know that it's a mental condition, but it's a kind of a wave and a trend. Are you seeing that too?
Yes, yes. Basically, we were talking before the show. People like to hang on to stuff.
Yeah.
And with hanging on to stuff, it can pose problems when you're in houses and see it.
Yes.
And mostly it's kind of passed down.
Mm-hmm. You know, so it's generational in one way. It's also, as I said, a mental condition. And, you know, we talked about, you know, the Depression era thinking where truly everything was of more value then. And we held on to everything in our grandparents' day because they had so little. And so that got passed down, I guess, generationally, as we said. But when that stuff hangs around forever and ever and it becomes a liability, it's probably a good idea to get rid of it.
Yes, and you also get, you know, the calls where my wife, Jordan, fields a lot of the calls. You get people just last minute that are just, you know, like frantic. How am I going to get this out of here? I need help. I need help. And a lot of times you pull up and it's, you know, there's situations that are, it kind of wait last minute. You don't want to do that. You want to plan and know.
So that's important, obviously, planning ahead. But another thing, too, is if you're going to store stuff, you should store it, you know, with the idea of protecting it rather than, I'm sure you see a lot of things that get ruined because they get wet and they get moldy and
100%.
Yeah.
You get that nice piece of furniture, you're taking it out and it's, I mean, it's destroyed. Mm-hmm. It's got the mold in the back, water damage. You know, if you are going to store some things, keep it on pallets, keep them above the ground, cinder blocks, whatever. Just try to keep your stuff, if you're going to store it, protected. Because, you know, as you keep stuff, and it could become a health issue.
Of course, one man's trash is another man's treasure, right?
Yeah.
Now, I read in the paper this morning to talk about trash and treasure and maybe having an eye for what might be something of value. The article was about a Roman bust that someone bought at a garage sale that was truly from the Roman era.
Unbelievable.
I think they paid $30 for it.
Amazing.
I don't know how they carried it, but
Yeah, amazing.
So what about that? What about identifying something of value that might be buried in a hoard?
You know, are you asking like kind of like for a customer, like if they're like
They don't know what they have.
Yeah, they don't know what they have. There are, you know, there's avenues to get people to come in and look at that stuff. If you are, like, you know, cleaning your house out and there is things of value, you know, there's avenues to call. You know who really, you get your estate sales people, they're really good. There's a few that, you know, they come out and they'll you know, get a value and get you something for it, you know, because the main thing is when I come up, it's I just want to deal with your, you know, taking care of your clutter, taking care of your trash, taking care of your debris, and helping you out and getting those areas cleaned up and out. I really don't want to get into, you know.
Yeah. So in a case of a hoarder, though, they think everything is valuable.
Yes. That is, those are rough. So
how do you handle that?
So most of the time, you know ahead of time, and I'll start asking questions. Is there somebody in charge? A family member? I mean, you've seen the TV show. Sometimes you see it.
Yeah, it's pretty
sad.
That
situation is pretty much real. Like, you need a person who is kind of like in charge, because unfortunately that person is not, they can't make those decisions.
Yeah, of course not. The other thing I see with watching that show, and again, it's depressing and it's hard to watch, you know, an extended period of time.
Yes.
I find myself, you know, turning it off because it's basically the same thing over and over again.
Me as well, yes.
But what I'm see is there's a correlation between, you know, the clutter and what is hoarded, and then right immediately degrading down to it being unsanitary and unsafe.
Oof. Yes. Yes. We did a house last month at a foreclosure company, and I mean, I see it, and they always try to, you know, real quick, they try to, like, oh, it's bad, and I've seen everything. So we walk in, and it was pretty much the guy who was renting or living in the house didn't throw his food out or his drinks out or his stuff, and it was pretty much piled in a living room. I mean, it's just piled in the living room.
So you're attracting rodents then?
Yeah, you see it all in there. Mm-hmm. Bugs, rodents, roaches. I mean, everything's got to go to the rugs, to the, I mean, it's, you see it. I mean, the where food is a value, you know. But you know what the funny thing, Dominic? The cleanest part of that house was the refrigerator.
Probably empty, right?
It was everything. There was nothing rotten, or everything was like perfect in the refrigerator.
It's weird how unbelievable some of these people live.
It's weird.
So if you have a question about debris removal, if you're trying to maybe get a family's house cleaned out, if you're wondering how do you go about evaluating what might be in a family member's house, or if you'd like to learn more about the whole idea of decluttering, that's our topic today. 803-0930. That's the number to call. 803-0930. Outside the 716, it's a toll-free call for you at 1-800-616-WBEN. And you can use the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board as you will by texting in with our call-in number, 803-0930. You can watch us on Facebook Live, where we're broadcasting right now, and you can write your question in there as well. Jerry will read that to us. And participate in the program, 803-0930. During the week, if you'd like to reach me, you can always come by the Come Home to Cortese showroom and check that out. We'd love to show you around, or you can always email me, hammertime@cortese.net. When you're on the website, you'll see everything we do, our room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunroom, solar shades, retractable awnings, small projects, and brand new, our Come Home to Cortese cooking school with our wonderful chef, Jerry Clemente, from Cipollina's restaurant. Let's see, the June class is sold out, but the July class has a couple openings in it. July 11th, a night in Naples. Mm-hmm. August 8th, a couple spots available too, Tuscan Treasures. September 12th, I think we're half full there, Picante Calabria. And then we go to October 10th, Magical Marche. November 7th, Bologna, La Grassa, and December 5th, Holiday Traditions. Book your spot now. How about giving mom a certificate for tomorrow for the cooking school? How's that? That's a good idea, huh? It's all at cortese.net. Check it out. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Kenton and say good morning to Santo Tominis. He's the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank branch there at Delaware and Sheridan. Good morning, Santo.
Hey, good morning, Dominic.
How's it going there at Kenton?
Doing great today. How about you?
Good, good, good. You know, we're holding our breath, Santo, on the 2.5 fixed for a year home equity line of credit, and we're wondering if that's continuing.
Yes, it is. We have no plans on moving that in the future. It's great for the first year, 12-month fixed at 2.5%.
That's awesome. And there's no cost at all, no application fee, no appraisal fee, no closing costs. Somebody asked me today, Santo, if you, because of the rate environment being starting to trend up, what if you wanted to fix from the beginning for that home equity line of credit? Could you do it?
So we offer you that 2.5% fixed for the first year, and then we can talk about locking in a fixed rate option after that first year is over.
What would a fixed rate be right now? Do you know?
It's prime plus 0.5%.
Okay, so that would be what?
4.5.
Yeah, so there's a reason to go with that first year at the 2.5. You're saving yourself 2 points. The home equity line of credit is a great product at Lakeshore Savings Bank. And if you're tight on equity, the future value loan enables you to tap into the future value of your home after it's improved. And, of course, still great rates on mortgages, right?
Yes, there are. We're very competitive in that area, so we'd love to sit down and talk to anybody that has any questions on that.
Okay, Santo Tomasin, he's the manager of the Kenton branch. That's at Delaware and Sheridan. Another one of our sponsors right across the street, Lenco Lumber. So there you go. You got a Hammer Time corner right there between Lakeshore and Lenco. The phone number there at the Kenton branch?
It's 716-898-2010.
One more time.
716-898-2010.
For 131 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore, Lakeshore.
Hey, it's Bowerly with some essential information for people who need plumbing help now. We've all been there. You flush, the water starts rising, the sump pump quits on you, or you find water where there shouldn't be water. When you do, call my guy, Don, at Plumbing Help Now. Don's a master plumber. He has been for over 35 years. His customer retention rate, 98%. That tells you everything you need to know. Call Don from Plumbing Help Now. Write down this number, 861-7337, 861-7037, plumbinghelpnow.net.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
I didn't know how much I'd get for my case. My attorneys now at the Barnes firm got me $2 million.
After my truck accident, my attorney from the Barnes firm got me $1.4 million.
I'm Rich Barnes. How much is your case worth? You might be surprised. Call our Buffalo office now and let us help you get the best result possible.
The Barnes firm. Injury attorneys
call 1-800-8 million. Past results don't predict future outcomes. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
This is Peter Hunt of Hunt Real Estate. Please join me at our house every Saturday morning at 9, where our mission is to help you protect and enhance your investment in real estate. Each week, my knowledgeable guests join me in a discussion of all aspects of real estate and anything that impacts you as a current or prospective owner or investor. Learn more at the all-new huntrealestate.com or call the Hunt Hotline at 631-4800, any property, anytime.
Don't miss the Our House Radio Show every Saturday morning at 9, right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
I have what's called a Maryland Bridge on the bottom down here, and it broke. And as you play, your teeth are the foundation of the muscles that make you hold a mouthpiece and get a good tone.
World-renowned musician Bobby Militello.
When I started to ask around without a question, every person said, Weston Meyer Martin. It was the most thorough diagnosis for what it is that I needed done. I felt secure in the fact that I was in the right place.
Westermeyer Martin Dental Care, Amherst, East Aurora, and Hamburg.
30 RVs at 30% off. Your chance to win a game day tailgate experience, including four Bills tickets. No payments for 90 days. Show prices on hundreds of motorhomes, travel trailers, toy haulers, and fifth wheels, and immediate delivery. The Buffalo Bills RV Show featuring Colton RV is going on May 12th through the 15th at Highmark Stadium. Get immediate delivery and no payments for 90 days on the best brands like Tiffin, Gretsch, Grand Design, Winnebago, Coachman, Keystone, KZ, Primetime, and more. The Buffalo Bills RV Show is the RV super show filled with huge discounts, trade-in bonuses, giveaways, and during the show, collect your scratch ticket to win a new Chinook Dream and 2019 Dodge Ram pickup. Plus, enter for your chance to win a game day tailgate experience, including four tickets to a Bills home game. Don't miss the Buffalo Bills RV Show featuring Colton RV. For more details, go to ColtonRV.com. No purchase necessary. Rules to win may apply. See dealer for details.
Call Cortese, your man for home improvement.
So this happened at the Cortez household. Noco came by, and just as I expected, Corey Rothburn there put together a proposal for us for a new condenser. Turns out our old condenser had a factory defect. Never knew it for all the years it was running. Nobody found it. They did. Noco did. And instead of fixing it, they replaced it, and I've got a brand new train. You can tell the difference in the quality. It's so much quieter and actually more powerful, too. So take advantage of the quality service from Noco Heating and Cooling. And Hammer Time listeners, right now, Noco is offering up a sweet deal for you. Receive $750 off your installation of a complete AC and furnace system with 0% APR financing for 60 months. Yeah, $750 off and 0% financing for 60 months. Now, if you're just looking for a tune-up, Noco has the hookup there as well. Their experienced and trusted technicians will perform an AC tune-up for just $99. Call Noco now, 902-6414, 902-6414. You'll get a free estimate, noco.com. You can check that out too, noco.com/heating and cooling. Noco providing healthier air quality since 1933. Happy customer I am here at the Cortez household. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:21 is the time on Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez, and Frank Garcia is my guest. Frank owns a disposal company called Frankie's Removal Services, and we're talking about decluttering and getting homes ready for sale, and also estate cleanouts and foreclosures, and what Frank sees in households. And cluttering is where we were left off. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we want to lead into a discussion about how to avoid becoming a clutterer and identifying what is really something worth keeping and not keeping. And, of course, there's my one-year rule. If you don't use something for a year, you might want to think about evaluating whether you need to keep it around the house or not. But, you know, that, of course, does not factor in a discussion about the sentimental value of something.
So sentimental, I mean, that's something, that's a private personal thing that customers, people have to think about, know about, get that stuff quarantined. If it's sentimental, it should be protected. If it's not being protected, how sentimental is it?
Right.
It kind of sounds tongue-in-cheek, but it's, if it, you know.
You know what I struggled with when I had to empty my parents' house was what to do with all the albums of photographs that my mother, you know, my mother was big on putting pictures in albums.
Yes.
Of course, you don't see that anymore with an iPhone, but so I have boxes of albums. I don't know what to do with them. I don't want to get rid of them.
There's actually, I got to actually look into this more myself. There's more and more, there's companies now that you can bring all them pictures to and
digitize
them for you. That's probably the best thing because those are, I mean, you see it a lot. And unfortunately, some people don't care, you know, that generation next.
I bet you see a lot of, you know, lack of sentimentality, too, with family members that are come in and just maybe rustling through stuff looking for the cash that was hidden.
Yeah, it's like basically a SWAT team sometimes. I was kind of telling you a quick story. I'll give you the Reader's Digest version, which is tough for me. But basically what happened is we got called, show up, we're kind of taken back because we're like kind of waiting in the door. The family's in there kind of wiping the tears away, but shaking all the albums, throwing them on the floor. And I had the guys who's retired and helps out was from law enforcement. He was so like, it was funny. He was like, these people, I can't believe it. But they were like just shaking the albums, dropping them. Okay, guys. And it's like, there's a pile of pictures.
So they left the pictures.
And we're just.
The pictures were garbage.
Like in a pile. It was.
And they were looking for cash.
Yep. Yep.
Did you ever find cash?
No. I heard stories. Nope. I heard stories. When I was helping start a local franchise, when I went to training, when I was learning about the junk business, before I got into my own thing, they told stories in California of breaking up tables, like you're trying to make room in the dumpster or the truck, and they smashed a table, and it was an old outfit guy, and there was $45,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now, I've heard of a couple of local flooring company who took a banister off, and there was a couple hundred thousand in there. But, yeah, I I haven't seen it yet. Yeah, I imagine one day we're going to see it.
You're not looking in the right place.
Yeah, right. Obviously. Yeah, I don't got. Yeah. A lot of times we're going. Yeah, we're working fast.
Share your stories if you'd like to talk about a house you had to empty and what treasures may have been lurking. Give us a call on that too, 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. A texter writes, Frank, what's a good rule of thumb to differentiate between sentimental items deserving to be kept versus junk that should have a quick remembrance and then thrown out?
So basically, if that stuff is protected and off to a side, put in a closet somewhere, in a storage area, above water, above ground, no mold on it. Protected, it's sentimental.
Mm-hmm.
If you got to dig under it in a closet or under somewhere way beyond in a basement, in a corner where there's water to it, it's not sentimental.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to be. It just, is it sentimental? I mean, you know, grandma's wedding ring, would it have to find it, you know, in a...
Yeah.
You know, crawl space.
So how much respect did it have in the environment it was kept would be an indicator as to whether it has...
Respect is the word.
Yeah.
Respect is the word with that. How respected is it? If it's not, just it's got to go.
Yeah. So when you're hired to empty a house, do you have a strategy as to how to identify something that might have value?
Usually you have this conversation with the customer. Can you go through it? Try to keep it off to the side. Sometimes they are there where we don't do this much because of the time crunch of everything. But if somebody knows quickly, you know, keep that, throw that, keep that box. That helps a lot. You never want to get in that situation. And God, we don't that much because we communicate. Probably we over communicate, the team and I, on what's staying, what's going.
Mm-hmm.
We like to know if I'm going to come a week out, you know, next Monday, say. Usually people are pretty good at having all that stuff. And then I also, rule of thumb is if I'm cleaning out, anything that you want to go, put a posting note or tape on it in an area, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
If we are coming in and doing it, posting notes and tape off the area, it works out great.
You probably work with estate sales companies that help identify things of value.
Yes. I have a couple of mine that, gentlemen of mine I work with. I'll, you know, if the question is asked, I will get him involved. Just started. I had a hard time getting into it, finding a couple. And a friend from their county hooked me up with a guy now that I have that if, you know, I can get that relationship going.
I think it's worth going through that step because then you'll know what's of value and what's not and then what should be thrown out.
Right.
And then obviously to help deplete what you need to move out by having things sold.
Right.
You know, I think that there's some great value in that.
Yes. And also, like how companies or how we charge is by volume. So, how much stuff we're taking with us, how much, you know, how many dumpsters, how many, you know, how much volume is how this business is charged by. So, by having that stuff kind of maybe sold or off to a, you know, it saves you the cost.
Sure.
What my services as well too.
So you go by volume of what you remove,
right?
What about what you take that might have a resellability? Do you factor that into the cost?
Basically, whatever we are trucking out is just how the industry is. What we are taking out with us is how.
Because then it becomes your liability to what are you going to do with it if you try to save it?
Right. So I basically.
So then you become the hoarder.
Which won't happen. Won't happen. Yeah, it's funny how much, you know, people ask me this question, oh, the stuff. And it's like, you know, when you're running, you see us running around Western New York, it's we're moving quick. You know, it's got to get rid of the stuff. If we can donate stuff. We have some avenues there too as well. So don't think everything you're throwing out is going to a, you know, we don't use landfills, by the way. I use transfer stations. I just want to put that in there. When we do get rid of stuff, it has to go. It goes to transfer station and they differentiate from there. I don't use landfills.
So they're separated.
They just separate things in a transfer station. So that way, and they take care of it from there. I don't so much go drive into a landfill or anything like that.
It's coming up to the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. And when we come back, we'll talk to you at 803-0930, both on our text board and on our call-in line. We'll be back with more right after the news.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. New York State is investing $1 billion for the Kensington Expressway project. Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes says the community has been harshly affected since the 33 divided several neighborhoods 6 decades ago.
Streets that people have not been able to go from Fillmore to Jefferson on for over 60 years. Again, they will be able to travel from Fillmore to Jefferson across these streets that go over the 33.
The plan is to reconnect the Hamlin Park, Cold Spring, and Martin Luther King Jr. neighborhoods. After a deadly training crash that claimed the lives of two pilots in Genesee County nearly 2 weeks ago, Mercy Flight says operations will resume this morning. Folks will be climbing the stairs to raise money for the American Lung Association. It's the Fight for Air Climb, and Amy Moritz says there are two different routes people will take at Highmark Stadium today.
There's the regular route, which is about half of the lower bowl, about 900 steps. And then there's an ultimate climber route for people who went a little bit above and beyond, want a little bit harder challenge, and they're going to basically double that amount of stairs and do the entire lower bowl of the stadium.
Moritz says the event has already raised $200,000 this year, the largest annual fundraiser for the Lung Association. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Hey folks, how do you increase the value of your home? Well, you update your bathroom. That's how. It's Dominic Cortez here, and when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like my good friends at Twin City Glass. Twin City Glass offers beautiful glass enclosures for your shower, your bathtub, as well as custom mirror solutions. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Now, you can call Twin City, 694-3300. That's 694-3300. You could stop in to their showroom in Willitzer Park. And also, we have them on display at the Come Home to Cortez showroom. Either place, they'll see the full array of what Twin City can do for you. Twin City Glass. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
I think if you're approaching or already in retirement and you've done a great job of saving, you don't need just a financial planner. You need a retirement specialist.
Michael Heburn, Chief Operating Officer, Level Financial Advisors.
We specialize in helping retirees generate income, pay less in taxes, and make their money last throughout retirement.
Level Financial Advisors specializes in retirement planning for high net worth individuals. Call or text now, 716-727-5047, or go online to levelfa.com.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio. I recently interviewed Roxanne Sorensen. Roxanne is the owner of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, the largest geriatric care management service in Buffalo. Roxanne and her staff have dedicated their lives and careers to finding solutions for Buffalo area seniors. If you're frustrated and not getting the answers you deserve for your loved one's needs, you must contact Roxanne at Elder Care Solutions now at 823-1476. That's 823-1476. Elder Care Solutions has the answers you deserve.
When most people get a traffic ticket, they just mail it in.
Big mistake.
Western New York traffic and DWI attorney Arthur Pressman knows a moving violation can mean court dates, traffic school, and higher insurance rates. But you could even lose your license from a few years to life.
If you've previously pled guilty to certain speeding violations, texting, DWI, or even talking on a cell phone, you could lose your license.
Don't just mail it in. Trust Arthur Pressman, your ticket to justice. Online at tickettojustice.com.
So when we had to make a decision on what windows to use for the new Come Home to Cortez showroom, we didn't think too long and hard about it. We just went to my good friends, the Horbit family at Big L, and they directed us to the fiberglass product that we have, the Marvin Essential Window. Why fiberglass, you might ask? Well, fiberglass a lot more stable than vinyl for window construction. We'll get a good 30, 40 years out of these easy-to-take-care-of, good-looking windows. You'll see them on display at Marvin Windows and Therma-True Doors at Big L. 2727 William Street in Cheektowaga, they offer the products and installation. And if you see Bill Horbit Sr., ask him what his philosophy and business is, he'll just shrug his shoulders and say, do the right thing. And that's what you get from Big L, the right thing with their total trust guarantee. Stop in today or stop them online at biglwindows.com. You can schedule an appointment both virtually or in person, or go into the showroom, as I said, 2727 William Street in Cheektowaga. Here's their phone number, 895-8484, biglwindows.com. And always remember, buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Listen to WBEN every Saturday from 6 until 7 p.m. for Buffalo Means Business, hosted by Buddy Shula. Buffalo Means Business is the only radio show in Buffalo that focuses exclusively on local businesses here in Buffalo. Buffalo Means Business is sponsored by Independent Health along with the Buffalo Dental Group. Get your local business update by tuning in to Buffalo Means Business Saturday starting at 6 p.m. exclusively on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Here's a message from Brad and Brian Stamm from the Stamm Law Firm, your estate planning and asset protection attorneys.
In today's world, we are being asked to follow rules regarding a lot of things. The same is true in the court system when a loved one passes away. Many people don't realize the various rules and laws that come into play when a loved one passes on. Aside from being inundated with bill collectors and preparing for services, families are often overwhelmed with what to do from a legal perspective. It can be scary.
That's why the Stamm Law Firm stands ready, willing, and able to help you and your family through this process. With our 50 years of experience, we have the knowledge and the dedicated team of professionals that can make this an easier transition during a time of deep grief. Let the Stamm family help your family through this most difficult time.
Call the Stamm Law Firm at 631-5767 or go to stammlaw.com. That's stammlaw.com to set up your free consultation.
Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. Need a new garage door? Yeah, you can get that. How about a new garage floor? Yep, they got that too. Epoxy coatings and storage equipment. And right now, you'll save money. If you buy a new garage door, you'll have a $100 discount. If you buy a new garage door and an epoxy floor, how about $300? Yeah, and one more. If you do all three, new door, new floor, and storage, how about a $500 discount? Yes, it's all at Gorilla Garage Gear, everything for your garage. Go, go, Gorilla. Here's the number, 716-715-6927. You have to say 716 now all the time, yes. You know. 716-715-6927. GorillaGarageGear.com. Go there today and tell them Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the flow.
Watch Hammer Time TV, Buffalo's home improvement show, Saturday mornings at 5:30, Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Channel 2. See Phil, Nick, and Michelle with all the tips that they provide to the show. See Viewer Mail. It's a television version of this radio program where we answer your home improvement questions. And, of course, all of our Hammer Time partners come together to give you tips on their services and products. It's all on Hammer Time TV, Buffalo's home improvement show, Saturday mornings at 5:30, Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Channel 2. We're speaking with Frank Garcia. Frankie's Removal Services is our guest, and we're talking about decluttering and organizing your house and getting it ready for sale. A texter writes, let's see here. When we were cleaning the house out after my mother died, we found my father's dentures. He died 17 years earlier. And needless to say, we did not keep them.
Good move.
Yeah. So what would you say is the oddest thing you've ever found?
Oh, you know, it's all like a blur. I mean, let's see.
Well, while you're thinking, there's another one. We found the payment stubs for each month my parents had meticulously paid after buying the house in the 50s. Also, an old bowling ball and expired canned food. We also found some love letters my parents sent to each other in the 40s.
Oh, wow.
So there's sentimental, sentimental find.
That's cool.
Yeah. No. So, yeah, you never know what, you know, I guess taking the time to go through stuff, it's arduous, but you never know what you're going to find.
You never know. You never know. I mean, like you said, the pay stubs, the things like that, pictures you see, like the weird, like the craziest stuff you find, can't really mention on the radio. There's some pretty, we'll just say, filled a 18-yard dumpster one time with that kind of stuff, we'll just say.
Okay.
18-yard,
you know. You got our minds spinning now,
yes,
here, Frank.
Yes, yes, I don't want to say. But yeah, there's definitely stuff like that you find a lot of, unfortunately. It's pretty wild. There's some little... You know, sometimes there's some cool things you'll see, like you said, like tools.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of cool tools.
Old school tools
you'll see, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Had a car Car had to find a way to, thank God I got avenues for that. It was behind a garage in this weird area, so we had to kind of use some old country boy ingenuity and put a strap in a tree, and a couple of guys in the towing business helped us with that, thank God. You name it. I mean, we've pretty much found it. I mean,
when you think about what you can find, and, you know, again, not take, you don't have the time to take to actually identify what could be done with it. But I mean, there's a whole cottage industry of people that reclaim and reuse stuff in creative ways.
Yes. So like furniture, I mean, there's people will partner up with that will come and, you know, like, instead of throwing the stuff out, and it makes people feel good because it's not going to, you know, to garbage. It's going to get reused. They'll take old, you know, a lot of that old, like, you know, 80s furniture, 70s furniture. They'll refinish it, do some really cool things with it.
803-0930, if you'd like to speak about anything that we're talking about, with decluttering and organizing your house. If you got a story about the things you found, we'd love to hear about it. Frankie's removal services, he does that. And, of course, he has a dumpster company, too. Yes. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, so starting the junk removal thing, got into the roll-off business. There was a gentleman, I just mentioned him real quick, Randy Orcutt. He, I'd see him in the transfer station, you know, out there. I always watched him roll these beautiful orange dumpsters in, and he just wanted to retire and move south. So he just kind of, we kind of made a deal in the parking lot. And a couple months later, I took over the dumpsters, the trailer, and we've grown that business from that exponentially.
So construction site dumpsters, you do that?
Whatever you need.
What size dumpsters do you
have? We have 25 yarders, 20. 15 and 10. We have 19 total. 25s are good for everything. You know, you could, if you pack it right, you could put a whole garage, your junk, your basement. 20s, 15s are good because they're like all 4 feet high, so you can go over the top on stuff if you got heavy stuff. Good for roofing. You're going to, you know, take the roof off your garage or something like that. Those are good.
You know, it's funny about dumpsters. You know, they're a necessary evil for us on our construction sites, but we hate placing them on people's property because, you know, A, the damage that might come from a dumpster driving over their driveway.
Yes.
And then the rust that might come out of a an improperly maintained dumpster.
Right. So, unfortunately, rust and metal is something, even when you maintain them. I'm just going to say it. You know, we pull wood down. We will have that conversation quick on, you know, your driveway. Yeah. If it's something that's going on a gravel area or something, it's not a gigantic deal. But, yeah, customers will call my driveway, and we're prepared for that in that case. Yeah. But as far as getting rust off a dumpster is well-maintained, I mean, I hear the seals commercials. That's funny stuff. I mean...
Yeah,
I'm sorry, just to say it.
But you do make sure your dumpsters are not prone to rust spill from being maintained, paid in properly.
Right? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Let's go to Cheektowaga and chat with Dick. Good morning, Dick. You're on WEN.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a quick question for Frank.
Go ahead,
Dick.
Frank, so I know there's a couple big guys in the area, like the 1-800s and all that. You know, it's a small business. What separates you from the big guys?
That's a great question. Wow. So, all right. So, basically, we were just talking about dumpsters. I mean, the whole do-it-yourself avenue and all this is, we can come in full service, give you the same treatment, kind of pricing's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know what? I have that option where we can drop you a dumpster and you want to do it privately, you could do it yourself. Those guys can't really offer you that at all.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come in your house, go through your stuff. I know there's cases, we were just talking with Dominic about sentimental time right. constraints. You have a week, you get the family together, you guys can go through everything, put in a dumpster. We offer that, which is great.
So you have the option of the full service removal process or just dumpster to dump it in yourself.
And, you know, getting into the junk business, it's funny, Dick, that's a great question. Getting into that business, that was something I always had a vision on is, you know, what do I have for the guy who wants to do it himself? And you know, we're a hardworking Buffalo town, 716, or we're hardworking people. Some guys like to do things themselves. They don't want us going in. And you probably see it yourself, too.
Oh, so yeah.
They want to put the hammer down or get the drill out.
That's right.
And we offer that, and we offer with a smile, and we'll get a couple laughs, and we're going to treat you real good.
All right. Thanks for that question, Dick. Dick's line is now available for you at 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Did you ever move your fridge only to be completely shocked by the buildup of dust, dust mite, feces, hair, deteriorating food, or talking about decluttering, and all that kind of gross stuff that's collected under there? Well, your air ducts, folks, are usually worse than that, and from what I've just described. And if you haven't had indoor professionals come by in the last 3 to 5 years, it might be time to get them back. And with allergy season and spring cleaning time, most know about washing windows and cleaning carpet, things you can plainly see. However, don't forget to clean the most neglected, unsanitary, and unhealthy part of your home, your heating and air conditioning duct system. Indoor professionals is prepared to get you to breathe easier. They've been helping people in our region breathe easier for over 30 years, and they have great offers that only you'll get once we introduce Peter Gordon to you right now. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Morning. I love the show, by the way. I got some great comments, but we'll save that for later. we found some great things inside of ductwork. You know, when you clean it. Let's talk about stats. We find a dead mouse, bird, squirrel in one in every 10 homes. They go after food that's in there, and the 50 million dead skin cells per person per day is good food. So that's, we found a salmon, we found a handgun, cash, everything like that. So you could get a good return on investment as far as, once again, a thorough duct cleaning. But you know what else, too? It's rainy season. Whether we like it or not, April, May showers bring the flowers that we love and see. But what about the high-capacity dehumidifier?
It's running right now, Peter, and it's doing a great job. I'm so grateful to have it in the Cortez basement.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And lastly, of course, you know, the medical-grade air purifiers. Once again, there's one that covers 1,200 square feet. That's portable, and one that will connect right to your furnace, cover the whole house. Unless you have two furnaces, then you need two of them. But these are, once again, 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters because they're filtering out virus, bacteria, and mold particles down to 0.007 microns. HEPA only goes down to 0.3 microns. So those are definitely amazing, and of course, there's great deals.
So the extra special Hammer Time discounts for today are?
Okay, in the order of duct cleaning, the all-inclusive duct cleaning package, you could save anywhere from $90 to $150 off, depending on the size of your home and the age, of course. Of course, there's a lot of repeaters, about 54,000 in the sound of our voice, I think. And then the medical-grade air purifiers, $300 off for the portable, $500 off for the whole house, and lastly, $250 off the high-capacity dehumidifier. But you got to call me today.
Yep.
And you got up until 3:30.
These discounts are only available to you and only if you call them now. 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With indoor air professionals. For every breath you take.
Whether you're in the suburbs, the country, or the city, and no matter what kind of home you live in, Isaac can help make you comfortable. Right now, get a Rheem air conditioner for 0% interest for up to 60 months. Visit isaacheating.com today.
Miss a story? Miss an interview? Miss a show? No worries. All our shows, interviews, and stories are waiting for you. On demand at WBEN.com.
In essence, they're buying a Chevy for the price of a Mercedes, where I'm offering the Mercedes at the price of a Chevy.
Dr. Ken Monroe from Monroe Chiropractic. Reacting to the $7,000 charge some patients receive from local practices that use the DRX system, rather than Monroe's Integrity Non-Surgical Spinal Decompression, the most advanced spinal care system in the world.
If anybody should be charging that much, it should be me, because my decompression system is so much more superior than theirs. I charge almost a third to what some of these guys are charging, because it's the ethical thing to do so that everybody can get some resolve, some resolution to their pain. Not just the wealthy, not just the well-off. I don't know why it's three times as much. I know I sleep really good at night. So I don't know about them.
Call Dr. Monroe for a consultation. 632-4476. 632-4476. Monroe Chiropractic, Main Street, Williamsville.
Hey folks, do you know how to instantly bring that dark, stuffy room in your house back to life? I can tell you how. Natural light and fresh air. That's right. There is a simple, affordable way to do both. Now that you know, there's only one place to go. Those in the know go Lenco. Fresh Air Skylights from Velux offer natural light and ventilation all in one affordable product. Not only are they going to brighten your home, they're also good for your health and well-being. Lenco can help you with Velux skylight options to suit every budget. Just choose one that's right for you, then sit back, take a deep breath, and enjoy the benefits of fresh air from Velux. Find out more about Velux Skylights and get in the know at LencoBuffalo.com. That's LencoBuffalo.com, located on Seneca Street in Buffalo, on Sheridan Drive in Williamsville, and, of course, across the street from Lakeshore on Delaware Avenue in Canton. Those in the know, go Lenco, go Lenco.
Got gold jewelry, broken jewelry, coins? Received an inheritance from settling an estate and don't know what it's worth? Take it to Tag. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers have provided their knowledge, expertise, and evaluations for free. Trust Tag for their honest evaluations on diamonds, gold, pocket watches, wristwatches, precious metals, jewelry, sterling flatware, coins, and collectibles. Tag offers you cash on the spot for your valuables. Trust Tag Jewelers, 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. Remember, at Tag, you're it.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue? Less drive? Poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill? Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer. Save the money, save the hassles, and get the better blue pill. Dial 800-578-9340. That's 800-578-9340. 800-578-9340.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone asks me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done properly. Call Ava Roofing today. Get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There is indeed no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement, call 343-ROOF. Schedule a free estimate today at 343-ROOF. That's 343-7663. By the way, you can go to avaroofing.com and you can book your appointment right there too. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And oh, by the way, always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:54 is the time on WBEN. You've got Dominic Cortez, and this is Hammer Time Radio, bringing you up till top of the hour in news time. My guest has been Frank Garcia, and we're talking about debris removal, decluttering, and estate emptying out homes. Mm-hmm. That's part of Frank's business, as well as a dumpster rental. And as a Hammer Time discount, Frank, you're going to throw an offer out there.
Yeah, so anybody who calls for dumpsters, you mentioned Hammer Time. Jordan, my wife, Steve, or myself, pick up, call or text. Just mention Hammer Time. You heard we're on the show, and we'll give you $25 off a dumpster rental.
Okay, and what's the phone number?
It's 722-JUNK. I have three numbers, so 722-716. We got to say 716,
yeah,
Dominic,
yeah, yeah.
Right? That's the thing. So 716-722-JUNK. We have 716-324-JUNK, or our 716-880-6655 number. Any of those will get to us, and you mentioned Hammer Time video, and we'll give you that $25 off the price.
That's great, Frank. Thanks for doing that.
No, anytime.
A texter writes, I think my mother kept every greeting card everyone ever sent her. She even had items she had taken from her parents when they died. Last word item we found, yeah, a dead mouse and an empty bag of sugar.
See those a lot. Yeah.
Oh. Again, you know, the sentimentality, the greeting cards, you know, there's just the love that you know, that you want to hold on to. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what advice to give about that, because it's nice to be able to have and hold on to that.
That's that's kind of like a personal preference.
Maybe take a picture of them and store them that way rather than actually keep the item.
That's all space in your house.
Yeah. What's the threshold between what a municipality will take as garbage and what I have to pay for Frank to take?
So basically your garbage, and I think our business has ticked up because of how picky municipalities are these days with what they take. They'll only take, you know, it's got to be in a tote. It's got to be a certain way. So sometimes they have one big garbage day, but, you know, you get a lot of big items and a lot of big stuff. They're not going to take it. There's a few towns left who will. So,
what about appliance removal? Do you do that?
Yes, all the time. Refrigerators, stoves,
hot water tanks.
We take them.
What do you do with them?
We recycle them. Scrap them.
So you take them to like a Niagara Metal.
Yes.
And then they take them apart and.
Yes, they do all that for you. Don't worry, have to worry about Freon. They handle all that. We get them out safely. Get them out those places. Take care of all that stuff.
I mean, it's good to know what does have scrap value.
Yes, for the customer, yes. So, like, it used to be where, you know, you'd see a guy, like, loading a pickup truck and, you know, doing all that work. The way that the scrap price is lately, it's kind of, there's kind of a little worth to it now. But, I mean, again, in our pricing, that is not, I just like to get that
out
there.
You got the labor to actually have to load it in, and then you can benefit perhaps by getting a little money for it when you scrap it.
But most of the time, it's... Again, volume, how much you're taking out, driving there.
What has good scrap value right now? Is aluminum still running good?
Yes. So even your sheet metals, like just everything going on, we see with the tree is driving that up. Because as you see, it's tough to get materials, so looking at scrap.
Yeah. Let's see. A texter writes, my parents died, and I'm going through their house, and I found first edition Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's writings.
Wow.
What? Also, first edition Mother Goose, 1870, and that's quite amazing. I mean, you know, you never know, as they say, what you're going to find, right?
Never know.
Yeah. And, you know, if you take that, and you wonder how a hoarder develops the mentality that everything has value. Well, if you take the attitude that everything is garbage, then you're going to possibly throw something good out.
Yes, that probably has happened, yes. Yeah.
I can tell you this. My father got sick. And he was somewhat mentally decapacitated in what had happened to him. But he had enough foresight and memory to make me take him to his house, because he was staying in a facility at the time. And he remembered that he put some cash. You know where he put it?
Where?
In a garment bag.
Wow.
An empty garment bag. And he had a couple $1,000s. And... what was amazing about that is, had he not directed me to it, that garment bag would have just gone in the trash.
Gone.
Because it was nothing but an empty garment bag.
Yes.
But it was hanging in the closet. He knew he had put it there for that purpose of putting some money in it.
That's amazing.
The old school mentality about keeping money at home, you know.
Yep.
I don't know if we see that much anymore. I mean, we hardly ever see cash in our business.
Yes.
But I still know that people do keep cash in their house.
Yes.
Not probably the smartest thing to do.
No. No. No.
That's why I'm surprised you haven't run into cash.
I have not run into it.
All right. Well, Frankie from Frankie's Removal Services and Dumpster Rental, thanks for being a special guest today.
Thank you.
And good luck with your new business.
Thank you.
And as you heard him, you get a discount if you mention Hammer Time.
Yep.
$25. Again, that first phone number
is 716-722-JUNK.
Okay. Just give them a call and tell them you listen to Frank on Hammer Time Radio. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place, same station, where we've been since 1989, if you can believe that. Frank wasn't even born yet.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was 10-10 in 1989, but that's all right.
Jerry Craig, good job as usual. Have a great week, everybody. And again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Looking forward to celebrating with our mothers tomorrow. In the meantime, always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch. It's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
An Odyssey station. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.